Hi, I'm Laura Flanders of The Laura Flanders Show. Watch every week on Free Speech TV, Link TV, YouTube, or if you're in New York, CUNY TV. Prefer to listen? Subscribe to the free podcast at lauraflanders.org. I end every week with a commentary. I call it the F word. Here's this week's. I caught up with the founding editor of Roar, Jerome Roos, at this year's Transnational Institute meeting. Here's Jerome on the next financial crisis. It's coming, and it could be bad.
Every crisis basically unfolds on a new terrain, and it unfolds on a terrain that was largely shaped by the way that governments responded to the previous crisis. And the way that they responded to the last crisis of 2008 was really by trying to prop up the debt economy that we've built up over the past 40 years with even more debt. Obviously, that may buy some more time for the existing financial system to sort of reproduce itself and to continue existing in the way that it does. To a very large extent, finance tends to obfuscate its own internal workings by making it sound much more complex than what's really going on. I think what's really going on is an organized system of robbery, whereby gargantuan sums of money are being funneled from working people towards financiers and towards really an oligarchy of extremely rich billionaires and very well remunerated traders at the major Wall Street financial institutions. And I think that this process has been going on for 40 years, and it's been radicalized in the wake of the global financial crisis. And obviously what we noticed in the global financial crisis is that we were, as sort of the left and as a social movement, we were kind of taken by surprise. We thought that the 2008 moment signified that finance could no longer do the kind of things it had been doing ever since the 70s and 80s. But actually what it did is it doubled down with the assistance of policymakers and financial officials and monetary officials on these organized processes of robbery and dispossession. I think that what's necessary for us to begin countering that tendency is to really build the kind of social power from below that in the next moment of crisis can begin to deflect some of the costs of adjustment for that next crisis onto those very people who caused it to begin with. And that is, of course, the precise opposite of what has been happening for the past decade, because that's the people who actually caused the crisis getting away unscathed every time and managing to push the costs of the crisis onto those who are least responsible for causing it and least able to resist this situation. At the moment, our movements are not advanced enough and powerful enough to begin to threaten the organized privilege of the 1%, if you will, of the structural power of finance as a class and as a system. But what I do think is that we are moving towards a situation where this financialized economy is creating such disorder on a global scale, socially, politically, economically, but these are going to intensify. All kinds of morbid symptoms are going to emerge, and we already see them everywhere. And at some point, I think that even those in power are going to be looking for opportunities to stabilize the situation. This can go either the way of the far right, which seeks to reimpose order through a reassertion of the nation state, the reassertion of national borders, cracking down and scapegoating minorities and migrant communities. Or it could go the other way, where you actually seek to establish a form of democratic control over finance and over the economy more generally. And that kind of approach, of course, depends on a much more significant mass mobilization and a much more significant social movement emerging in the years to come. Very often you find that these movements emerge at times where you least expect them. We all remember when the Arab Spring broke out, or the European anti-austerity protests, or the Occupy movement, for instance. But I do think that we find ourselves in a different moment now, where because of the repoliticization of these issues, there is a potential to now build on such mobilizations to create an organized political force that can actually begin to contest the power of finance from below. We've got a long way to go, but I definitely do think that that's where we have to go, because what is the alternative?
That was Jerome Roos, founding editor of Roar magazine, on the political economy of sovereign debt. Roar is an activist-run quarterly offering a grassroots perspective on just about everything. I'm happy to announce that we have officially partnered with Roar. You can see their work and support ours by becoming a patron of The Laura Flanders Show at patreon.com/TheLFShow. So thank you.